Yeah, definitely. I think in all parts of Bampton, Bampton's grown. It's grown at a very fast rate at the minute. Obviously, COVID, like a lot of indoor sports, that hit Bampton really, really hard. And I think we struggled after that to get 10,000 members, and we're up to close to 18,000 members now playing Bampton all around Ireland. So that's amazing. And even the high performance, we've got a lot more players in the centre now, waiting for a brand new centre. The Velodrome down in Dublin, once it's going to be built, it's going to have 12 Bampton courts down there. So I think in general, all the development programs, the different coaching programs, high performance, and even the women's sport programs, they're all booming at the minute.
And I suppose in many ways it shows that if you do have the investment in a sport, it does reap the dividends.
Yeah, definitely. Like, funding is everything, and especially for small sports, it's hard for us to, once we get the funding, to invest in everything. But thankfully, this last couple of years, Sport Ireland has really helped us and come on board to even different grassroots programs, women's sport, the schools programs. And as you say, like, once you start investing at these levels, you reap the benefits for sure.
Now, the top players from Ireland, in order to pursue and continue their careers as you did yourself, it means a lot of travel, playing abroad a lot. So, the elite Irish and international representatives at the moment, what stage of the sort of season, what stage of the year are we at?
Yeah, so the guys, like, it's no secret that Bampton is massive in Asia. So once you're doing well in Bampton, a lot of the big events are based over there. So there is a lot of travel involved when you are the high-performance athlete. But this week, the Irish Open is on in Dublin. So this is like a high-ranked event. The guys are all working towards world ranking points. And there's prize money for all the events that they play now as well. So all the events that they play are very important, but their home event is for them. It's like a main target for the year. You could say it's their Olympics on the year that there is no Olympics. So all the guys have been training hard for this, and they're in a busy period at the minute. They're the European, so there's different world tours, but this is kind of like the European leg of it. And so they've been in quite a few tournaments recently, and this is their home turf this week.
Now, tell us a little bit about the Irish Open, where it's actually staged, and we have people from basically all over the world coming to it.
Yeah, so it's been played in the National Indoor Arena in Dublin, and they have a really good setup there. I think that they have a lot of sporting events, but the Irish Open goes there every year, and it's a brilliant arena. We have Rachel and Josh are obviously our two main competitors from the Northwest, but yeah, there's players coming from, I think there's a team from Korea coming, there's Danish coming, French, Germans, all the top players are coming. So the ladies singles in particular is very heavily stacked this year, but the guys are looking forward to it, and that's what you want. You want the best players in the world coming to your international tournament, and they're going to get a really good competition this week.
Now, you are a three-time Olympian, holder of, I think, 26 national titles, including 10 women's singles. You've mentioned there Rachel Darra, of course, an Olympian as well. But she was out of the game for a while, had to undergo surgery. So where is she in terms of getting back to reaching the heights again?
Yeah, the Olympic qualifying, as always, it's a really, really tough year for all athletes. And Rachel picked up a injury during the qualifying on her wrist, and it was she probably played through a lot of pain to get to the Olympics. As you know, it's like the biggest sporting event in the world, so she wanted to go and compete there. And then after the Olympics, she had to take a step back, and she ended up getting surgery on her wrist. So, as every athlete knows, it's never a straight line back to probably after an injury, and especially after surgery. So she's up and down. She is eventually getting back now. She's back playing competitions. Let's say she still has a bit of work to do on her wrist to get it fully better and back to where she is at full health. But she's getting there, and slowly but surely she's putting the games together and getting it strengthened up. So hopefully this week now it's another stepstone towards getting back to her full health.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned how strong the sport is in Asia. In terms of world and European rankings, the top Irish players at the moment, sort of where are they in terms of those overall rankings?
Well, Nat McGuinn, he's the men's singles. He's definitely competing very well. I think he's at 28 in the world now. He's playing all top tournaments, and he's starting to compete really, really well with the top players in the world. So We are thereabouts. The guys are all aiming towards trying to get those European medals. So Sam, myself, we were the first to get a European medal in Bampton, but these guys are all now, you've got, like, back then it was probably just Sam, myself, and Scott Evans, whereas now you've got 6-7 different people that are going to these tournaments and are able to medal. So they are aiming towards that. And of course, the biggest thing for Bampton is the Olympic Games in LA in a couple of years' time.
And the hope would be, you know, on the upside, how many competitors could we possibly have there?
Yeah, that's it. Like, the Olympics in Bampton is just completely different to the main stage events. So, like, in singles, you have 32 people qualifying, whereas in doubles events, 16. So it's a big difference there. But we do hope, or we would like to get a doubles pair. I think we've never had a doubles pair in the Olympics before, so we would like to get a doubles pair there. But at the minute, the target is obviously two singles players. And then if they did get a doubles pair in LA, it would be massive for Bampton.
Yeah. Now, Rachel's certainly flying the flag for the county and for the country. Here in Donegal, just how healthy is the sport at the moment? Like the national picture, are we seeing a rise in numbers?
Yeah, we definitely are. And last year alone, there was three or four new clubs started in Donegal. So Donegal is doing really, really well. They've got a brilliant league system for all level of play, from social players to players, and they have a lot of cup events. And now they're also starting to get some coaching courses here. So you could definitely say that Bampton is definitely on the up in Donegal as well as it is nationally.
Yeah, and throughout the country, are there pockets where it's stronger in some places than others? Is there much of a regional balance or imbalance?
Yeah, there definitely is. Like, you've different areas, for example, Lisburn and Dublin, where they have more coaches that are working full. There's a lot now, coaches that are taking their full-time employment is working as a Bampton coach, and that's never been before. So there is areas in Ireland that you do have one or two of these coaches, and that's making a huge difference to the level and the standard of play in these different counties. So there is a couple of pockets that are getting good, like Munster have also, there's a couple of coaches that are down there now, so there's a couple of good players coming out of Cork and Galway, which we've never seen before. So as you said at the start of the conversation, once you put investment into anything, you do reap the rewards, and we've put a lot of investment into getting more, you could say, high-level coaches working in Ireland with our younger players, and we're starting to see huge, huge rewards from that, with players coming from all around Ireland now getting on the Irish team and not just maybe centred towards one or two areas.
And the sport has been, I suppose, so much of your life, and now, you know, great to still be involved, and indeed the whole McGee family, and Daniel, performance and training director as well, so... There's no shortage of badminton talk still around the table.
Yeah, definitely. I think I feel very lucky. Badminton has given me a lot, from a career to now, obviously, a professional career and, you know, a working career. So I owe the sport a lot. And I'm lucky. I really enjoy my job. I enjoy working in development. I enjoy seeing the sport grow. And to be part of the sport at this really exciting time is really, really good. So I'm learning from my peers every day in the working life as well. So it is great. It's a great sport, and we're very lucky for everything it's given us.
Now, your job title, Women in Sport and National Development Manager. So is there a particular emphasis on trying to get more women into the sport?
Yeah, so there's a lot of areas in the women's sport. So I think we're all aware that teenage girls is a big one this year through the Her Moves program. You know, it's where the girls are dropping out of sport. It's no secret. It's the same in all sports. So we've had targeted programs towards teenage girls. We've also had targeted programs towards women's coaching. So we have our Just for Women coaching programs, where it's really helped women to just grow and they feel more confident in that environment. And we've also had social programs, so Come and Try events that are just for women. So we've put a lot of targeted programs, and we're also starting to see a lot of rewards from that. Like, we've had 1,000 girls go through our badminton program. So that was a massive target for us this year, and we're delighted now by Christmas that we will have 1,000 girls gone through that programme. 1,000 girls that have never played badminton before and are now playing and staying in the game.
Yeah, that's certainly very encouraging. The other part of your job, National Development Manager, you touched on the fact that there's been a number of new clubs in Donegal and also other counties. So, you know, the sport, there's no doubt about it, it is growing.
Yeah, it is. And through the development, like, we've put a lot of work into our schools. So, you know, all around Ireland, there's been, we've got different programs, again, targeted programs at primary schools, secondary schools, teenagers. And we are starting to see, like, there is, like all sports, if we had more volunteers, I think we would have so many more clubs in the morning. But it is hard, it's getting harder and harder to get volunteers. So we do see with clubs, if we had more volunteers, we would have the clubs. But it's just like the kids have the interest. When people start playing badminton, they always really enjoy it. So we just need to find ways now to get more volunteers in the sport and keep growing the sport at the rate it's going.
And finally, Chloe, if people want to keep tabs on Badminton Ireland, you are very active on social media. Badminton Ireland puts up a lot of links, and there's coverage of all the big events, many of them, be it YouTube or online, sometimes live streaming. So that's probably the first port of call.
Yeah, so you can all, as you said, Badminton Ireland are very active on social media, and we have a full streaming this week. All the games will be streamed online free. And anything, all the information is on badmintonireland.com. So we try to keep our social media up to date as much as we can. And this week I know we've got a full team working on it. So do keep an eye out, because there'll be a lot of good coverage going up online.